أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي يسيركم في البر والبحر حتى إذا كنتم في الفلك وجرين بهم بريح طيبة وفرحوا بها جاءتها ريح عاصف وجاءهم الموج من كل مكان وظنوا أنهم أحيط بهم دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين لئن أنجيتنا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين فلما أنجاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 22 and 23, continuing from the discussion of yesterday. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made it clear that man intrinsically, man compulsively, when he is in difficulties, he seeks from Allah. When Allah grants his rahmah, then man turns away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a practical implication or practical example of what is meant in the previous ayah. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that conveys you, that transports you in the land and in the sea. In the land by the old types of transport, animals, etc. In these times, even motor vehicles. But it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that transports, and Allah ta'ala conveys man on sea, by boats, ships, other vessels, etc. Hatta idha kuntum fil fulk. Allah ta'ala says, to the extent that you, O insan, you are in a ship or you are in a boat, a sailing vessel. Wajarayna bihim birihin tayyibatin wafarihu biha. Allah ta'ala says, and now this ship, this boat, this vessel transports man, conveys man through a very gentle breeze, a very gentle wind that is conducive to that type of vessel. وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا. And man is excited, man becomes happy, man becomes so relaxed in it that people begin to speak, they begin to laugh, they begin to joke. Then Allah Ta'ala says, جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ. And then a very strong whirlwind or a very strong hurricane then approaches, and now everything begins to change. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And the waves come to him surging in all directions. Now what happens? That condition of happiness, that condition of joy and elation, all of that suddenly changes. What does man realize within the inner crevices of his heart? Allah Ta'ala says, وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. He now realizes that he is ambushed, he is surrounded by these waves, this trouble in every direction. So what does he do? دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. He calls unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, with sincerity and full dedication to Allah. The idolater, the person that commits shirk, that person has forgotten his idols. People that worship whoever and whatever besides Allah, they have forgotten everything, and now they turn to Allah in all dedication, in all sincerity, seeking and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do they then pledge with Allah? لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ. If you free us, if you save us from this, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, then we will be from those who are appreciative. We will make shukr to you, Ya Allah. In other words, we will worship only you. There is that very interesting and also famous incident of Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. Sayyidina Ikrimah radiallahu ta'ala anhu fled Makkah at the time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had entered Makkah at the conquest of Makkah, and he embarked on a boat at Jeddah that was bound for Yemen. And the same thing happened, that now that boat was caught up in a whirlwind. The people began to say in the boat, there is nothing else but seeking from Allah. At that time he made this niyat in his heart, that he will pledge and he will seek from Allah, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates and frees him, then that Allah who is in the sea is the same Allah who is in the land. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such. His wife had come to the shores, she accepted Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, calling unto him, O Ikramah, I have secured your amnesty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will definitely forgive you if you seek the pardon. He comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he accepts Iman and Islam. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ. But generally man, when we have saved them, إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Then without any right, unlawfully, they create anarchy. They create corruption on the earth. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. Your havoc, your anarchy, your corruption is all to your own detriment. Mata'al hayatid dunya. You have derived pleasure from this world. Thumma ilayna marji'ukum. Now towards us is your return. Fanunabbi'ukum. We will inform you bima kuntum ta'malun, of what you had done. And here Allah Ta'ala brings the very same theme again, and all of us fall in this category from time to time, that when Allah gives us His rahmah, when things are good, conducive, when there is an abundance of opulence and an abundance of fortune, then man begins to enjoy the material means. And when Allah removes the material means, then only we turn to Allah, and that is not the sign of a real and true believer. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.